Wednesday. Today is December the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. Merry Christmas. We're going to start off this morning with the reading of the Christmas story and then take some time and get some other fun information from the USDA about this Christmas season. We'll have the details of that and more coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The Christmas story, a reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And this was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Behold, be not afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered what it meant. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, one of the United States founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, is now a big musical star, but it hasn't yet eclipsed Santa in popularity. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
And now, in the style of the big Broadway hit Hamilton,
here comes the Santa Claus,
the pride of the North Pole.
Yes,
here comes the Santa Claus,
Nicholas.
Ah, yes, Santa, an ancient and familiar part of our holidays, and he's as hot today as old Alexander Hamilton is today. But how did Santa get his start?
Well, there was a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century.
That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Eflind, who says, yes, St. Nick was real, but even in the study of history, the line between truth and legend can be blurred a bit.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, watched out for children. He's also the patron saint of sailors. And although many different cultures have a Santa Claus figure or have adopted St. Nicholas, it was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America.
Only this St. Nick evidently didn't have reindeer. He had a donkey, yes. And the kids put their wooden shoes by the fireplace after putting straw in them to feed the donkey, of course. And in return, St. Nick left a little gift in the shoe. Hopefully the donkey didn't do the same thing.
St. Nicholas in Dutch was Sint Niklaas.
And when the Dutch came to the New World, to New Amsterdam, they changed the shoes to stockings. After all, you can get a lot more stuff in there. And also, they took Sint Nicholas.
And then they shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
And speaking of English, in Puritan England, they rejected the Catholic-oriented St. Nicholas in favor of something else.
And I believe in Father Christmas.
Yes, there was a Father Christmas in England, Papa Noel in France, and other countries had their versions, but in this country, many of these began to sort of come together and were really given life in 1823. Dr. Clement Clark Moore's poem, The Night Before Christmas, and Anne Eflin says,
it includes a lot of the, you know, the reindeer on the roof and the stockings by the hearth and all of those bits and pieces that we associate with the Santa Claus legend.
To add to the words of Clement Moore, later on came the pictures of Santa that cartoonist Thomas Nast drew in Harper's Weekly magazine. He drew those between 1863 and 1886.
And over the course of that time, the Santa that we know evolved through his cartoons, including the idea that Santa was at the North Pole and was building toys all year round, that he got letters from the children requesting toys, that he kept track of which children behaved and didn't behave.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
Yes, and the most recent change in Santa's appearance, which has been accepted, showed up in the 1930s in a series of ads and calendars by the Coca-Cola Company, yes, who made him even older, fatter, more grandfatherly, and thirsty, of course, but still our basic Saint Nick. And so in just a little while, we'll rise up.
Here comes the Santa Claus.
Rise up, yeah.
Here comes the Santa Claus.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary, and Merry Christmas, everyone. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.